One presidential candidate says, no fracking way. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. After Bernie Sanders' defeat in the Pennsylvania primary this week, his odds of winning the Democratic nomination are slim. But no matter the outcome of the race, Sanders' campaign has been successful in highlighting key issues, like fracking. He's against it. And the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks at how the 2016 campaign has reshaped the debate over fracking.
When Bernie Sanders spoke at a rally Monday in Pittsburgh, one of his biggest applause lines was this.
If we are going to preserve clean drinking water in this country, we have got to end fracking.
Though Sanders may ultimately fall short of the nomination, his views track well with a growing number of Americans. In a recent Gallup poll, 51% of Americans oppose fracking. This heartens Doug Shields. He's the former Pittsburgh City Councilman who authored the city's 2010 ban on fracking. And he's been speaking out against fracking for years, to some avail.
When I speak about fracking, my audience is limited.
But when someone like Bernie Sanders speaks out on fracking,
It begins to have people start to, begin to pause and think about what exactly is going on.
The ban fracking slogan doesn't sit well with Paulina Jaramillo, an energy policy expert at Carnegie Mellon University. Jaramillo says there are serious environmental concerns with fracking, but fracking is key to the U.S. plan to lower its greenhouse gas output, the Clean Power Plan.
That regulation relies heavily on the ability to use natural gas.
Without a plan to replace the natural gas that fracking brings, Jaramillo says Sanders and other ban fracking politicians won't be getting her vote. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
In 2014, Americans filled 4.3 billion prescriptions, but many of those medications wind up partially used or expired. As part of our Citizen Q series, answering your everyday environmental questions, Margaret J. Krause looked into the best way to get rid of pharmaceuticals.
Erin Yord keeps a bowl on her countertop she calls the Big Bowl. It's positioned out of reach of her 3-year-old son, the baby in her arms, and the family dog.
Back.
Like most people, Yord has medicines in the house she uses, and medicines she doesn't.
I actually have no idea what this is.
Yord worries her kids could get into the drugs, or they could end up in the wrong hands, so she wanted to know.
How do I get rid of prescription medicines correctly?
Nope, not an option.
Toilets aren't garbage disposals, they're not trash cans, they're toilets.
That's Jean Clark of the Allegheny County Sanitary Authority.
They'll come through our system, and by and large, they will not be changed at all.
As a result, researchers are finding a soup of pharmaceutical compounds in our national waterways. If flushing is out, and throwing meds in the trash means pharmaceuticals could seep into groundwater, what's the best thing to do?
The very safest thing that we can do is encourage people to take them to a location where we are sure they will be incinerated.
Patricia Kroboth is dean of the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. As it turns out, National Drug Takeback Day is coming up on April 30, with sites across the country accepting drugs. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Kara Holsapple.